Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Well, hello everyone and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So the first thing I want to do is say that this show is all about doing a little bit of a shout out and all of the things to She's a God podcast because I've been hosting this podcast for 3 years now. So I released my very first episode of the She's God podcast on 7/7 in 2022, I believe, whatever makes it 3 years this year. And it is amazing. It's an amazing platform to be able to come on and just speak directly to people, untethered, uncensored, all of the things. And I will continue to do it for the foreseeable future. So I'm excited to jump right into the topic of this episode. And the reason being too is because I've actually had lots of people reaching out to me asking me about podcasting, which I found pretty interesting. And I'm not just talking about one or two people. I'm talking like 6-7 people asking me about podcasting. And so for me, it's like, let me just put out an episode. Obviously, people are starting to have some interest in this and like maybe I can help in some kind of way. So with that being said, I want to first off just set the tone with a little bit of a reflection on how this show started. So this show started 3 years ago. I'm not sure how long you've been listening, but thank you for listening. But this show started about 3 years ago. And just a little reflection on that is I really started this podcast. It was really born out of this energy of really wanting to just speak truth, just wanting to activate women, create a space for conscious conversations, and have people come on that are interesting, unique, with a different opinion, a different perspective on things. And that really is what the basis of the platform is for. And also talking all things spirituality, personal development, consciousness, all of these things. So I, interestingly enough, this is why another reason why I'm doing this episode is I feel uniquely qualified to talk about the podcasting industry, what you need to make a successful podcast and all those things, because this is my second podcast. So a lot of people don't know I actually had a podcast before podcasting was really even a thing. So I'm talking back when I'm 40 now, and the first podcast I did, I launched it when I was, 29. And it lasted until I was about 34, or maybe it was like I was 28 to like 33, something like that. In that time frame, it was about 4 years or so that I had this podcast called Fin Radio. So this was when I was in the fashion industry, and this podcast that I used to have called Fin Radio Fashion Industry News Podcast was all about the business side of fashion. Okay, so just a little background here, and I promise it'll lead up to answering some questions about podcasting, and it'll help you to get an overall view of where podcasting is now, where the industry is now compared to where it used to be. So podcasting back then, okay, this is a little over 10 years ago, was a different game. So the podcast industry then, where there was very few podcasts, I think there was maybe two other fashion podcasts, and there were just a handful of other podcasts out there. So I was doing the same thing I'm doing now, recording this podcast at the time I was recording it from my dining room table with a microphone and a tiny little, it was called a notebook. It wasn't even a real laptop. It was like a notebook that I recorded it on, this program called Audacity back in the day. And at the time I was editing my own podcast, doing all of it, which took hours. Actually, my partner, who has a background in the music industry, he would actually help me edit the podcast. So all in that, all, I just want to say that I know what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to podcasting, because I've been in the game a really long time. So that's the reason why I wanted to give some background here on what I know about podcasting. So when I first started out with my podcasting, like I mentioned, it was a totally different game. There, it was like a handful of podcasts. And immediately when I launched Finn Radio, I had a couple of thousand downloads, like within the first few episodes. It was what's unheard of in this industry, in current day podcast industry. So it was insane. Like, I think I was at my prime, like at my height, I was probably doing about 15,000 downloads per episode, which is kind of unheard of right now in podcasting, unless you've been in the game longer than 5 years. So I'm going to get to that, why a lot of people don't speak truth on podcasting, either because they don't know any better because they've been in the game five years or longer, or it's just because they are new and they don't really know the difference. So I want to really lay the groundwork for everything I'm going to say regarding podcasting, if it's something that you're interested in, or if you just are interested in the way this industry moves when it comes to all of this kind of stuff, you know, the online game period. So back then, I was, like I mentioned, doing this fashion podcast. It covered Women's Wear's Daily's top stories. So there's a magazine in fashion called Women's Wear Daily, and it's an expensive podcast that you can buy, okay? Or not podcast, sorry. It's an expensive magazine that you can buy. Back then, it was like $50 for the magazine per month. And I found a little loophole where I could get it online and flip through it on my little notepad thing that I had back then. And it was like, I think $20 or something, which was back then for me, that was still a little bit of a stretch. I was like, okay, $20 for like this thing, this magazine that I could flip through on my little notepad thing, but it was fine. You know, I would pull out the top stories and talk about it. It took off immediately. I was getting invited to like New York Fashion Week. I also was getting invited to all of the launches for the big clothing brands. So think like, I'm not talking Chanel, but more like Doc Martin and all that kind of stuff. I could have taken that podcast all the way, but I got really overwhelmed at the time. I was working, you know, 45 hours a week in the current job that I had at the time, was in corporate fashion. And I was totally burned out. This was before my spiritual awakening. And it was just a different time and space for me in my life. You know, my daughter was only in middle school, and it was just, I was completely just totally doing the matrix like life, you know. And I gave up that podcast because I was just tired. Like, I was so tired. It wasn't, I did end up having like probably the last year that I was podcasting, I saw a significant dip in my listenership. And I knew it came from, there was this other episode that, or this podcast guy that came out, and he kind of took my whole shit, to be honest with you. He was like this guy that's like, I looked him up. He ended up being like an inheritance baby kind of vibe. And like, he basically took my whole shit. And so it was all good. I was like, all right. Like, I see you. And so he like grabbed my whole listenership and took my whole framework and everything, which was, it is what it is. Till this day, I'm like, I don't care. Like, he is still successful doing what he does. So all of that to really just say that that was what happened back then. So I was doing podcasting. It was fantastic. I loved it. Loved getting on the mic, talking about all the things. I fast forward all these years later. Okay, totally different human being. I'm not even who I was. I still love fashion. I still love clothing. I still love all of the glam and beautiful things in the world. However, I'm a different person. I had a massive spiritual awakening in 2018, and I just totally became a different person, you know? And it was just like, I went on a huge journey of shadow work and, you know, pilgrimages and priestess initiations and human design certifications and all of the things and personal development up the wazoo. So I'm a different person. And so I wanted to get back into podcasting because I really felt like I wanted to start speaking some truths about the spiritual community. And at the time I was just like seeing a lot of things on my spiritual path that I was, gave me the major, what people say, like it. Like, I had a major ick about a lot of things. And I wanted to kind of talk on all that and just kind of bring some energy around some of the stuff that I was seeing. That still goes on, of course. But at the time, that was kind of the vibe. I kind of wanted to just like say some stuff and really get it out there. And that was really the whole point of me doing this podcast. And to also talk about human design, personal development, which it's getting more and more of that, I feel, in these last episodes. But what I really want to talk about here is the lessons that I learned over the years with podcasting, okay? Because for people who are interested in podcasting, I just want you to know it's a different game than it used to be. I'm not here to say that, like, you know, don't do podcasting. I think that if you have a niche in a certain area and you are willing to be consistent and continue to do the damn thing, I think it can be worth it for you and your time and your pocket and all of the things. So really what I want to say too, I want to kind of actually really quick go back to when I initially had that podcast, just understand the whole online game was different. Okay. There was no Instagram, I don't think back then, or like any of that kind of stuff. And there was no information online on how to like monetize your business, how to like build the podcasting platform, or what to do if you did have a successful podcast. There was no information online about any of this. Now you can find 1,000 podcasting courses online and it's crazy. Like you can find people selling all kinds of information on how to monetize your podcast, how to build your audience, all of that kind of stuff. That's fine. Like I think that's fantastic. And I just know what I know because I've been doing it for some time. Obviously had a major time break in between the first time I was podcasting and now, but I feel like I've learned a lot. So fast forward all of these years later, and I'm doing my own podcast again. She's God Podcast. This is more on personal development, human design, spirituality, all of the things. So with this podcast, I realized, you know, as soon as I started doing this podcast, it was this realization that the game has changed. This is not the same industry it was. It is very saturated. And here's the thing, people who have had a podcast longer than 5 years, they will tell you to your face in all their true beliefs that it is not a saturated market. But that's because they were in the podcasting game before it was saturated. So they don't know the difference. Trust me when I say this, I was at 2 major podcasting events last year. And the reason why I put myself in those environments is because I knew something was different. I had been podcasting for like, you know, this is the 3rd year of podcasting. So last year when I was running around to Austin and New York City, going to these podcasting events, I wanted to get my finger on the pulse of the podcasting industry and try to figure out what this game is now because I knew it was different. And what I realized, okay, is that this podcasting industry, there's two sets of people. There's people who have had their podcast longer than 5-6 years, and they will look you square in the eye and be like, the podcasting industry is not saturated. You can totally blow up on your podcast and, you know, have a successful podcast, all of these things. Then you will see people in the other box where they have had their podcast less than 5-6 years. And they're like, holy shit, like it's hard to get, you know, a couple thousand, not even a couple hundred downloads on an episode. So how is this worth it? Like, it's like snail mail. Like what the fuck? Like, why is it taking so long and all of this? And so what I realized straight away in going to these podcasting events is I realized that it's a different market. Okay. Like if you're just now thinking about starting to get into the podcast industry, it is not the instantaneous success that you might hope that it will be. Okay. And if you discover otherwise, hit me up, let me know your tricks, because listen, I've been doing this for some time and like I have not found even close to the success that I've had in my previous podcast where it was instantaneous, tens of thousands of downloads out the gate, which I could have totally monetized that and I could have quit my corporate job. I didn't know any better. Again, the whole entire industry was different. There was zero information online about this stuff. And so that really brings me to current day, which current day is a realization. Okay. And this is me. Imagine me walking around these podcasting. I went to 2 Dear Media events, which Dear Media is a very popular platform, very well known in the industry. And when I went to these podcasting events, it was like when I'm talking to these girls and I'm telling them like, hey, like, isn't it kind of crazy? You know, I'm looking at, we're sharing our podcast with each other, you know, just to support each other. And I'm looking at their podcast and I'm like, whoa, it's like me. Like, they've been in the game a couple of years and it's still like not very many comments, like not very, you know, it's not this like huge wow like thing. And what I noticed is a lot of them were in the same kind of thing, right? Where they're promoting the podcast, doing all these things, but not finding this crazy instantaneous success that I found 10, 11 years ago. So when I'm talking to these girls, all right, like I'm setting the scene for you right now, like we're like sipping on our mocktails and like looking fabulous at these podcasting events. And when I'm talking to these girls, they are like, cannot believe me when I'm telling them that I used to do tens of thousands of downloads out the gate in my podcast. They're like, no, they're like, there's no way that you out the gate were doing tens of thousands of downloads. I'm like, yes, I was. And that was, you know, over 10 years ago and the entire game was different. So they couldn't believe me, you know, and I'm not talking about these girls are like willy-nilly podcasters. They're fucking fabulous. Okay. Like a lot of these girls, I was like, when I was giving them my podcast, I'm like, oh my God, I need a new image. You know, like I was like trading like their like fabulous podcast images where their hair is like blowing. They look absolutely flawless and it's like the perfect shot and all this stuff. And so it's just when I realized that though, I'm like, oh, okay. They don't realize that it used to be so much different. And then when you talk, when you hear people who have successful podcasts and they are have had, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, like podcasting is amazing. I want you to notice how long they've had their podcast. That's like the main thing I'm saying here is I want you to notice how long they've had their podcast. Check it out. How many years have they been in the game? Because if they've been in the game 5-6 years, they're experiencing, they were hit that wave, okay, before it got completely saturated. Now, why do I still podcast? Okay, because like, obviously I'm explaining that it's a slower thing than it used to be. So the question is like, okay, why am I doing it? I do it because, and this is something I think you should ask yourself if you're interested in podcasting. I do it because 40 years from now, okay, when I'm 80, I'm going to be on the mic, okay? I'm going to be on the mic. I'm going to be like, hello and welcome to the whatever my podcast is then. Maybe it's still She's God. And I'm going to be old as fuck still podcasting. Why? Because I love it. It's easy for me. It's probably the one thing I do out of my entire business that's easy breezy. It's like, it's just I sit down, I do it, I shoot the shit, I'm done. And I think that because it's so easy for me and it's something that literally fills my cup, like it fills my cup. It's not something that drains me. It fills my cup. I'm not inclined to be done with it anytime soon. So my thing would be, you know, because I've had people ask me a lot about podcasting lately, my question is, can you see yourself doing it, you know, 10 years from now, even if you're not experiencing massive success in the podcasting world? And it's just like, if that answer is yes, then I think you should go for it. Like, I think you should do your podcasting, give it a real shot, definitely stay in it for longer than a year. Okay. And it's going to like continue doing it and you're going to change and grow as your podcast is going to change and grow as you change and grow. You're going to find different methods and way of doing things. Have I seen other podcasters who have been more successful quick? Yes. Okay, I have seen podcasts that have been out for only a couple of years and they're wildly successful. So I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but I think that the more niche you are in what you do, I do think it gives you a better platform. Okay, like it gives you a better opportunity to be more successful in your podcasting. Okay, that's my personal opinion. I'm not saying that that's the end all answer. I'm just saying that that's in my personal opinion. Podcasts that I see are currently doing well are podcasts that are very specific to one thing. Human design, that's it. Or I don't know, I'm trying to think, like conscious business growth, and that's it. Like, it's very specific to one thing. So that's what I've seen. And I could be, again, wrong, but this is just what I'm seeing and experiencing, having been doing this for some time and having gone and traveled to go to actual podcast networking events and literally having my feet to the ground, seeing what the game is like out there right now and to see where it has the potential of going in the future. So that's what I really want to say about that. I kind of wanted to lay the groundwork with a little bit of reflection on where I come from with podcasting, but then I also wanted to give some real life sort of experiences that I have had and some opinions on the way the market or industry is now and the way that it used to be. Now, the other thing that I just want to add here is some of the things that I think that are pretty important when it comes to podcasting. If you are saying yes to podcasting and you want to try this out, I would say that consistency is sacred. It is sacred to be consistent. And you do that by continuing to show up, and it gets easier and easier every time that you do it. And it becomes flow after a while to just do it in that way and to continue to show up. Now, at the same time, it's about understanding that your frequency is your format. Okay, so when it's like, oh my gosh, like I don't know what to talk about, just tune into your frequency and kind of be like, where am I now? And like, what can I add to the collective consciousness, or what's on my heart right now to speak about? And you're always going to be able to pull something through when you come from that space. Now, the other thing I want to hit on here for people who are wanting to know more about this is I want to talk about equipment and stuff like that. Like, I want to talk about some things in the material plane that can help you when it comes to podcasting. So back in the day, I was using Audacity, okay, which is something I think is still out there. It is an editing tool that's still out there. However, Riverside.fm is where it's at, okay? Like, I'm sorry, but that's going to be the best. Riverside.fm. And you can use that to record not only your podcast episodes, but also just anything really that you're putting online. You can download the app to your phone, start recording right from your phone, edit it on your laptop. It takes 2 seconds. And to me, that's like shortcuts and being able to have a platform that can do a lot of the heavy lifting for you is where it's going to be at when it comes to any kind of content creation. And I really think that Riverside.fm has all of that and more. And when it comes to audio, it's really interesting. I've had people ask me about microphones and all kinds of stuff. Till this day, I mean, you don't want a $20 mic, but what you do want is, you know, something that's good. It doesn't have to be a $500 mic, but if you could find a mic for like $70, like a JLab or something, it's going to be good. The one that I'm on right now, I'd have to actually look at it, because if you've been podcasting for a while, you know the whole thing with breaking mics. So I broke a bunch of mics. And so this was like my third one since I've been podcasting, or else they just malfunction. Sometimes it's technology, they stop working. But this one I've had for probably about 6 months or so now. And I'm trying to find the name. Oh, it's Rode. It's a Rode mic, the one that I'm talking on right now. It's RODE. And then I've also had like a $70 JLab one too, which work great. Lights, you can do Amazon.com and you can just get lights. You can, you know, having a laptop is like a necessity, I think, with anything that you're doing with online business. And just log on to Riverside.com. You can fully edit your podcast on Riverside through like AI edit. And you can also create clips and all of that kind of stuff. I personally have an editor that I've used before I found Riverside.fm. So I have an editor. I will leave his information in the show notes, but he is fantastic. And I've used him for like 3 years, and he's very reasonable and super consistent and really nice and loyal and very, what's the word? You can rely on him. He's reliable. So I'll leave that in the show notes if anyone's interested in that. And when it comes to equipment and all of the things, the only other thing I will add to that is maybe having a podcaster thing. So it's like, I don't ever know the actual word. It's like a sound box. If you just Google podcaster sound box, a podcaster with a V as in Victor, you will see it. It's kind of like just this thing that you hook everything else up to. So like your mic gets hooked up to it, your laptop gets hooked up to it. And it kind of makes the sound flow professionally. And that's the way I think a podcaster box is important for any work that you're doing in the creative space, even if you're creating like an online course or something like that. And so with that, I wanted to add that when it comes to the equipment and a little bit of reflection on past podcasting type of information when it comes to where I've been with podcasting and where I am now. I will continue to podcast because I do enjoy this platform. And I will say that with it, it also is this energy around really understanding that it's not all going to happen overnight. Okay. And I think that's with everything. And I think that's probably one of the hardest lessons of like modern life is that sometimes things do take time. And as long as you're consistent and you enjoy what you do, you're doing, you should continue to do it. And you should allow yourself to kind of play in this energy. Let it be playful. Let it be light. Don't let it become a burden on you. I've listened to so much advice on like batching podcasts and like, you know, being like 3 months ahead in podcasting, which I was when I first started. And then eventually I kind of fell off that. But so you will kind of go back and forth too. And I think that as long as you're interested, interested in life, then you will always find something to like talk about and get behind the mic on. So I hope that this energy has served you on this episode. I have lots of people that have been interested in this type of content creation. So I kind of wanted to put something out there with what I just know to be true right now within the industry and to hopefully provide a little bit of a different perspective than what most people are out there kind of blindly guiding themselves on. And I thank you for being here for 3 years of She's Got Podcast, whether you are somebody who has been listening since episode one, or if you are somebody who just started listening and walking this path with me, thank you. I mean, this is my spiritual growth platform. This is kind of like where I've been and where I continue to go. And I'd be interested to see, you know, 3 more years from now, where I am with podcasting and what I'm talking about then. It's going to really show my path and kind of my personal development journey, as well as my spiritual journey. So if this platform, one last thing I will say, if this episode or this podcast has ever moved you, if it has ever set you alight in any kind of way or inspired you, please share this episode with someone or one of the episodes with someone. Please also comment on the podcast if you have not done so yet. It really helps with the algorithm of the podcast, and it really just helps this energy to ripple even further. Sending you all so much love, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.